Mike and Kim along with you on the Good Stuff program as we head on into another week. And again, thanks to the Days of 76 Committee for using the Good Stuff to reach the listeners in the 7th state area. Their 102nd annual event was a success that concluded this past weekend. And just getting underway, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to Cherry County and the Nebraska Star Party. It's an international dark skies designation at Merritt Reservoir southwest of Valentine. Go to NebraskaStarParty.org. And to find out more about visiting Cherry County and planning your vacation, whether it's a last-minute trip this year or maybe a full-fledged trip next year, go to visitvalentine.com.
Local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. Where are you going to get all that? Well, let me tell you, it's Tri-State Livestock News. They also have classified ads specific, and they have special interest sections, so much more. Plus, if you visit online, you can see the latest stories, sales reports, updates, or to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride will be coming up this Saturday. It's at the Open A Angus Arena in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Take Interstate 94, jump off there at Exit 7. Everything gets underway with the gates opening at 11 and the Saddle Bronc match at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. For more details, go to hotrnd.com.
Okay, here we are just poking a little bit of fun. I'm not sure who wrote this, but I bought a bird feeder. I hung it on my back porch and filled it with seed. What a beauty of a bird feeder it was, as I filled it lovingly with seed. Within a week, we had hundreds of birds taking advantage of the continuous flow of free and easily accessible food. But then the birds started building nests in the boards of the patio, above the table, and next to the barbecue. Then came the poop. It was everywhere. On the patio tile, the chairs, the table. I mean, everywhere. Then came the birds, turned mean. They would dive bomb me and try to peck at me, even though I had fed them out of my own pocket. And other birds were boisterous and loud. They sat on the feeder and squawked and screamed at all hours of the day and night, and demanded that I fill it when it got low on food. After a while, I couldn't even sit on my own back porch anymore. So I took down the bird feeder, and in 3 days, the birds were gone. I cleaned up their mess and took down the many nests they had built all over the patio. Soon, the backyard was like it used to be. Quiet, serene, and no one demanding their rights to a free meal. Now, let's see. Our government gives out free food, subsidized housing, free medical care, and free education, and allows anyone born here to be an automatic citizen. Then the illegals came by the tens of thousands. Suddenly, our taxes went up to pay for free services. Small apartments are housing fine families. You have to wait 6 hours to be seen by an emergency room doctor. Your child's second grade class is behind other schools because over half of the class doesn't speak English. Cornflakes now come in a bilingual box. I have to press 1 to hear my bank talk to me in English, and people waving flags other than Old Glory are squawking and screaming in the streets demanding more rights and free liberties. Just my opinion, but maybe it's time for the government to take down the bird feeder. Just a little food for thought with a little bit of sense of humor.
I ran into Otto Rosefeld the other day at the farm store in Valentine, and he's got a book that was published, oh, back in the early 80s, I think it was, called Rusty Bits and Pieces. And he used to be a music teacher in the local school district here. Has been around the Old West days type thing for quite some time. So this is called the Ranch Rig Parade. The country's full of pickup trucks that make their owners proud, painted up and shining bright to stand out in a crowd. But we don't want the shiny kind. We want them full of dents, beat up by the things they do, like caking cows and fixing fence. Each dent must have a storyline that's absolutely real told with deep conviction. So each moment we can feel that we'd like to put them on parade, the ugliest to win, and start a brand new motor trend where work and ugly's in. So if you've got a working rig that's been to heck and back, try to get it clear to town and on the winning track. That's from Ranch Rig Parade, Otto Rosefeld.
I like that. That's really cute. Always good for a smile, that is for sure. Hey, we want to welcome Goodland, Kansas. That's KLOE, 7:30 a.m. From Northwest Kansas, everyone out there that is listening, thanks so much for joining the Good Stuff.